Part 8, The Contaminated Bloodline. Genesis 3:15 tells us, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." The teaching of the two seed lines explains the biblical account that Eve mated with the serpent, producing the contaminated bloodline and resulting in Cain as their offspring. Cain was the crossbreed of the serpent and the woman, and certainly was not in the image and likeness of God. Adam, partaking of the same perverted knowledge as Eve, was not deceived and willfully separated from the supernatural Spirit of God. Now all his descendants would then be in the likeness and image of Adam. Without the supernatural Spirit of God, Adam was now in the likeness of the animal kingdom, the same animal kingdom that Adam once had rule over. Falling short of the image of God is becoming spiritually naked in God's sight, which results in spiritual death. The natural always types the spiritual. So it was their physical nakedness that caused the shame of their sin, which led to the covering of their reproductive organs with fig leaves to hide from God. It is interesting that Cain is not even mentioned as a son of Adam in the generations of Adam that are listed in the 5th chapter of Genesis, or anywhere else in the Bible. If he was the firstborn, he would have inherited the birthright, but he was not the firstborn. Unlike Esau, who was the firstborn, had the birthright, but lost it when he sold it to his brother. An interesting fact is that Esau, who was the firstborn, was not mentioned in the genealogy of our Lord Jesus because he sold his birthright to Jacob. Abel was not listed either because Cain had taken his life and stopped that lineage. Jude 14 tells us Enoch was the seventh from Adam. If Cain was recorded as part of Adam's lineage, Enoch would have had to be the eighth from Adam. Jude 14 reads, "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of thee, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints." Cain certainly was not the seed of Adam, but had to be the seed in Genesis 3:15 of the serpent, causing the fall through an immoral act between Eve and himself. As we have established, this act caused the bloodline to be contaminated. These teachings have been around for thousands of years. They were the early biblical and historic teachings taught by our fathers of the faith and then hidden only to keep coming back by God time and time again. They had been denounced by the early Catholic Church and then resurfaced, and not to be recognized now by most Protestant denominations. God's plan has always been to hide things from the wise and prudent and then reveal them to babes such as would learn. We must put forth the effort to research, pray, and study to find the truth. We find God is focusing our attention and, ultimately, our hearts back to the original teachings of our fathers. Malachi 4:6 tells us, "And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." Our hearts need to be turned back to the original fathers. We need to go way back to the teachings from the beginning to find the original sin so we can trace it through time and recognize the influence on our lives now. Satan continually attempts to have these truths discredited because they expose him and his plan to rule the entire earth. With a fallen Adam and Eve, as well as Abel murdered, there was no pure, unadulterated blood left in the earth. All mankind was spiritually separated from God. Satan would now rule over all the earth and over all the kingdoms of the earth. Recall as Satan offered them to our Lord Jesus if he would only bow down to him. However, his plan was overthrown by the first and the most overlooked prophecy in the Bible, and that was of the promised seed in Genesis 3, verse 15, who was to come and bruise Satan's head. Genesis 3, verse 15, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." The prophecy of this pure seed must have haunted Satan throughout time. God even sent Jesus as a young boy to Egypt to keep him safe from Satan until the appointed time. Jesus, coming in the likeness of man, being born of a virgin to not be identified with the hybrid bloodline, and offering his life as a ransom brought pure, unadulterated blood back into the earth. Every believer will receive this by faith, resulting in eternal life being reconciled back to God by his Spirit. Satan, his angels, and all that choose to follow him will soon be annihilated for both their rebellious sins and God's universal law of taking the life of an innocent man, the Lord Jesus Christ.